Actress, singer Kristen Chenoweth. You may know her from Broadway, where she's won a Tony Award. You might know her from TV, where she's won an Emmy for Pushing Daisies. She was on The West Wing. She's in town right now for Queen of Versailles, which is opening in Boston at the Colonial Theater at Emerson. It's based on the documentary. I had never seen it until recently. You're the one that told me about it. And it's about this very wealthy guy and his wife from the timeshare industry, and they are attempting to build...
They were billionaires.
Right.
I mean, they just had more money than they know what to do.
Right. They were building the most opulent house you've ever seen.
The largest single-family dwelling in America.
In Orlando.
Because why not?
Why not? Mm-hmm. And Kennedy's been trying to get an interview with Kristen Chenoweth since she got to town.
Since I found out this was happening.
And how did this unfold yesterday before we play the audio?
The gal that I work with over at the theater sent me an email, and she's like, Kristen can do 1:30. And I was like, I can do 1:30.
And what time was that?
I don't know.
12:30?
It doesn't even matter. I was at my house sitting in front of the Zoom just waiting. But she sat down with me for I want to say, how, 20 minutes?
It was 20 minutes.
So what you're going to hear here is part of that, and then I'll go on ahead and I'll post the full audio as well on the website later. But she could not have been more gracious, and it's just really, really good, and I'm so happy to share it with you.
Alrighty, so my Kristen Chenoweth, Queen of Versailles, happening right now at Emerson Colonial Theater. I got to see it on opening night. Magical, absolutely magical. And I wanted to ask you, I know this has been in development for a long time, and you know, it was based on the documentary Queen of Versailles, which I believe I've seen no less than 5 times. And it was one of my favorite things to watch. And when I heard this was happening, I'm like, how are they going to do that? But they did that. So when did you get involved with the process, and why did you want to be a part of it?
It was about 3.5 years ago. Stephen Schwartz called me and said, I have something for you, because he's been teasing me for years. Like, I want to write you your own show. I just want to do it before I die. I want to do this. And I said, okay. And he told me the premise, and I did the same thing you did. I went, because I love the documentary. And I was like, how that going to work? He said, let's let Bill, the producer, Michael Arden, the director, and Lindsay get on the phone with you, the writer, and let's all talk about it. And it was during the first of COVID, like pretty much, I remember it was like during COVID, they sold me. I saw how Michael's vision could be very different, how he wanted to involve the technical aspects of the show, which you saw. And that was intriguing to me. I was toying that between that and a couple other Broadway jobs. And I think the thing that really tipped it for me was the social tone and the discussions or the questions it brings up as an audience member. Like for me, when I watched the documentary, I was like, would I act that way? Would I do that? When I very first made any sort of money, I promptly went out and bought a car. I did the
same.
Yeah, right? You did the cliche thing. And my dad really warned me. He said, don't do that, Chris. You know, save it. I sold it a year later. It was nothing but a hassle. You know, you live and learn. But the show for me and the role really asked the questions of, okay, all of a sudden you're a billionaire. How do you react? All of a sudden you're famous, semi. And then all of a sudden you have loss, which the documentary doesn't show. And you know, mm-hmm. from seeing the show and how they manifest that and how they deal with that. It's very easy nowadays for us to sit behind a computer or a phone. I know because it happens to me all the time, and people judge and they're mean. It's very easy to do that. But until you walk in someone's shoes, rich or poor, it's a cautionary tale. And that interested me.
What are your favorite things to do here in Boston, aside from the Common?
I mean, I do like the Boston Common. I'm staying nearby, so I can easily go get something to eat and walk through the park and feel like a normal...
Yeah, nobody bothers you here.
No,
like, I feel like nobody gives a about celebrity here. They're just like, go live your life.
They are, and they'll say, hey, saw the show, loved it. It's like that. It's not like, listen, my brother's cousin's son's girlfriend's mother loves you, you know. But
or walking up like this, hey, hi, can we take a quick selfie?
Yes. Yes. Which I would do for any kid, no question. But I've loved meeting some of the students, you know, college students. Yeah. Around. I love young talent, so I'll meet Emerson Music Theater students. Are like, I'm sorry, you know, you're the reason I came into music theater. I'm like, and you're the reason I'll stay. So you go back to school, go to class, learn everything you can, and then come to New York and kick ass. That's what we
do. I think that's important as being like sort of I feel like I'm an elder stateswoman in radio, and I feel like you're the same. Like, I think it's so important to find these young people, and we walk so they can go run. and to encourage. Like, if we're not doing that, what are we doing here?
Then what for? Exactly. There is something else I do here that I really like. I go to this place called Breathe. It's a yoga place over in Cambridge. It's hot yoga, and I love it. I've also done, oh my gosh, what's that called, Josh, where I jump up and down on the trampoline?
Well, it's like a trampoline.
It was like a trampoline class that I love. I've done a lot of cool, I mean, I've eaten at a lot of great places. Ugh. I'm usually quiet on my days off, and I usually don't talk until the show. That's probably why I'm talking a lot, because I haven't talked since Sunday night.
I get it. I don't talk when I come home either, because I talk all morning. Kristen, I know that you supported the 988 line, which just came into existence a couple years ago. And I sit on the board of an organization here called Samaritans, suicide prevention organization. Our crisis line handles a huge portion of those 988 calls. And I just personally want to thank you for being a voice for that. As you say, we don't talk about it enough, and there aren't enough places for people to talk. And to have that line now that anyone can call anywhere and get on the phone with somebody who can help them is magic.
It's a miracle.
So thank you.
It's a miracle. And I thank you for your work. And I'm really happy to see that a lot of our men, if I may, are starting to feel safe to do that now, to say, look, it's not okay. I'm not okay. Especially Southern men, you know, we just don't do that. But it's becoming normal. It's getting normalized. And
we're getting there.
I like the steps we're making. And so we'll just keep going forward, won't we?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, one last thing. So I got to go to opening night. I've never been to an opening night before. And I was sitting with my friend Kyle. We got the playbill and it has the sticker on it.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh my God, Kennedy, I've never had one of these. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, you don't understand, bitch. This is important. This is a big deal. And we had the best seats. They gave me third row seats. And apparently I was surrounded by producers from New York, because he was like, producer. But I had also found out that day that my co-host and I had been nominated for a Marconi Award, which is like the Tonys of radio, to put it in your parlance. And it hit me the minute the curtain went up that I had been nominated for this ridiculous thing. And I start crying when I should have been crying in the show. And I just sat there holding his hand for a moment. I go, looked at him, I go, it just hit me. And he said, that's okay, babe. We're here together. We're going to enjoy the theater and it's going to take us somewhere else, which it did. But here's what I'm going to say to you is that when I win, because I'm manifesting here and I get to get up on stage and thank the people, I'm going to thank you, because literally you were there when it hit me that I was nominated. So I tell you what, if that happens, when it happens, excuse me, I shall record it and send it to you.
Oh, you better, girl. You better. And you know what I always say, because I've gotten a few nominations myself. It's always fun to win. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you've already won.
Well,
you've
just to be nominated won. Amongst the people that we were nominated with is just.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
I mean, thank you. We worked real, real hard to get here. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful and I'm grateful and I remain grateful forever. Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time. It just means so much to me, because I know you try and be quiet during these hours that you're not working. And I just want to wish you all of the best success. And as you move to New York, I'm going to come see you in New York too. As we come through, it's going through the 25th. Tickets still available. So go see it.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Thank you, Kristen. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Dude, thanks for a great interview, girl. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you, babes. Bye.
And congrats.
Thank you, friend. Thank you.
I think Kristen Chenoweth and Kennedy are new besties.
Weeping. The fact that she was like, great interview.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was made me wonderful. Feel really good. And the fact that, you know, where she said there, you've already won.
Mm-hmm. And that was only 7.5 minutes of it. That interview was actually 20 minutes long.
Yeah, we had a really great chat.
And there's a bunch of other really good things mm-hmm. in there. The dog that stars mm-hmm. as well. She talks a lot about that.
She talks about her therapy dog, Thunder, mm-hmm. which is remarkable.
So we'll post that a little bit later on. You can go to the Odyssey app, or if you go to mix1041.com, click on the Carson Kennedy page. And again, Queen of Versailles, right now at the Colonial Theater, is running until August 25th.
Tickets are still available.
Tickets are still mm-hmm. available, starring Kristen Chenoweth. Thanks, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.